Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'd like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is available at DennisJernigan.com, iTunes, and other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. It details the many times I have felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life and shows how God met me in every one of those moments. I think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. And today's podcast is the story behind the second song from this new collection. The song is called I've Been Through Fire, and it happened to be born on July 3rd of 2014. Edwin Hubble Chapin says this, "Tribulation will not hurt you unless, as it too often does, it hardens you and makes you sour, narrow, and skeptical." The following words are what I wrote concerning the initial writing of this song. Since I wrote it, the fires of my life have only seemed to multiply and grow more intense. That's just reality. Sometimes I feel I'm going to be completely consumed by them, but then I remember how much my God loves me. For each and every fire I've had to endure, what is not of the Lord has been burned away, leaving only what is purely of the Lord standing. As I'm able to look back now and see each incident from the Lord's point of view, I don't see the ashes of loss. I see the richness of, I see the abundance of the treasures of my life. And guess what? I have come out shining like gold. Yes, I have been persecuted. Yes, I have been dealt the loss of my voice to a great extent. Yes, I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Yes, I've been betrayed by friends. Yes, I've been guilty of believing the lies of the enemy from time to time. Yes, I have sinned. Yes, I have been wounded beyond what I ever thought I could bear. But I do not see ashes of my life. I see a faithful, loving, beautiful wife of 37 years as of this writing. I see 9 amazing children, 6 amazing sons and daughters-in-law. I see, so far, 11 mind-blowingly awesome grandchildren who infuse my life with exquisite joy. I see thousands of songs born out of the trials of my life that are now sung literally around the world. What has taken the place of the ashes of my life is a long legacy of testimony to the power and to the love of our amazing God. The song I've Been Through Fire, like I said, came to me on July 3rd, 2014. As I've already said, I've had to endure a lot of fire through the years simply based on my leaving the homosexual way of thinking, my old identity, by virtue of my relationship with Jesus Christ. Many, many people seem happy for me. They really do. But many seem appalled. Many seem fearful to take a stand one way or the other. I just want others to know that freedom is possible through Jesus Christ. Those who desire such freedom. Because of a documentary that was about to be released detailing my story, the documentary was called Sing Over Me, I fully expected the fire to intensify. In my own strength, I was not ready, but by God's grace, I was in the moment. Just as He was in the midst of the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I know He will be with me. Incidentally, I prefer to hear this song sung from the Father's perspective toward me. Think about that as you hear the words. Yes, I've experienced persecution, fiery trials on many occasions. What has kept me going in such middle of nowhere moments is the understanding that I have never gone through one single fiery trial alone. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, all of those guys were cast into a furnace as punishment for not bowing to and worshiping the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. 3 men were cast into that unsurvivable oven, but guess what? 4 were seen walking about in the flames, unscathed. But these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were thrown into, fell into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire still tied up. This is from God's word. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and stood up in haste. He said to his high officials, Was it not three men we cast into the midst of the fire? They replied to the king, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm, and the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods." That's from Daniel 3, verses 23 through 25 in the New American Standard Bible. Again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were not alone. The Lord was with them in the furnace, going through the fire with them. He is the same God that walks with us through the fires of our lives. Death by fire is painful. I can't imagine anything being more painful. Being burned, period, causes some of the deepest and most excruciating pain any human can encounter. Fire leaves scars. Fires burn things away, leaving ashen ruins. I've experienced deep, excruciating mental and emotional pain to such a degree I wish I could have died. I'm just being honest. But God has always been there to bring comfort. My life has been forever scarred by the fires of this life, but I have chosen to see these scars as the evidence of God's grace. A scar simply means I have gone through something painful, but serves as evidence of the healing power of God. My scars say to the world, yes, I, Dennis Jernigan, have been through the fire. I have the scars to prove it, but look what God has done. Within the short biblical account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that I used there, there's one phrase that speaks volumes to the fiery trials of life. In the words of King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, "Look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm." The key phrase there, "I see four men loosed." Those three men who had been cast into the fire for simply standing alone for God Almighty had been cast into that fire bound up. They couldn't move. Fire is painful, but fire has a way of burning away the things that bind us. Think about that. Since the release of the documentary of my life, Sing Over Me, I've received many vile comments, and I've been mocked and scorned and reviled as if I were Satan incarnate. I'm used to it now. But all those momentary experiences of pain, honestly, are soothed by the balm of God's grace with each person who tells me they have seen the film and that God has used it to change their lives forever. God has taken the ashes of my life and made something beautiful of them. This is the legacy and story behind the song, "I've Been Through Fire." Let's listen, and let's be encouraged in the Lord's presence right now.
I've been through fire, hot enough to make a grown man want to lay down and die. I've been through fire, hot enough to burn away everything, leaving just a semblance of life. I've been through fire, hot enough to make me feel I had no place to call home. I've been through fire, but I tell you, been through fire, been through hell, but I have never been alone. Through the fire you have brought me, through the fire I have never been alone. Through the fire you have sought me in a fashion all your own, with a passion hot enough to melt a heart of stone. I've been through fire, hot enough to make me wonder where I'd find that next breath. I've been through fire so consuming, like I had someone there grooming me for imminent death. I've the fury of the flame left my heart harder than stone. I've been through fire, but I tell you, been through fire, been through hell, but I have never been alone. Through the fire you have brought me, through the fire I have never been alone. Through the fire you have sought me in a fashion all your own, with a passion hot enough to melt a heart of stone. Lord, your fashion all your own, with a passion hot enough to melt a heart of stone. I've been through fire, hot enough to make a grown man want to lay down and die. I've been through fire.
Father, thank you for going through the fires of life with us. Thank you for never leaving us alone. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Ever wonder why we go through fire? Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3 gives us some indication. We're not here for our own glory, our own pleasure. We're here for God's glory and His pleasure. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified." Let's do this. Let's face the fiery trials of life today with this truth. We do not go through the fire alone, ever. Now, as I said earlier, my brand new 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere is available for download on iTunes and other streaming services. You can also find the lead sheets for use in your own church at praisecharts.com. In addition, I've released a companion book by the same title I've already told you, sort of another autobiography, in which I detail never-before-told stories from my life that I have never felt led to share publicly before. I share some very deep wounds and many episodes in which I found myself utterly alone and in the middle of nowhere due to my testimony and my faith. Now, due to my illness and due to the lies of the enemy, and how God met me, meets me in each and every one of those middle of nowhere moments. You can order the book, The Middle of Nowhere, on Amazon right now. Order your copy today and do this for me. Help me get the word out about this new ministry resource. I really do think it will encourage your own walk with the Lord. I really do. Well, as usual, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, I think she's kind of awesome, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set to go. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and just leave a review right now? And consider this for me. I know I'm asking a lot of you, but I need your help. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team, a patron of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Here's something exciting I want you to know about, too. You can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship from All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Don't forget to check out some of my other books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy series for young people. I have a lot of children's books, a lot of devotional books. I even have a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. Just go to Amazon. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast today. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, I've Been Through Fire, from the brand new recording, The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this, get it deep in your heart and soul, into your mind. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.